This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father, the Lord of the Tree, has placed the omens of Jupiter over you. You are now going to a world of imperishable happiness. Question. Which children experience the imperishable omens of Jupiter over them, and what indicates this? Answer. The children who renounce all their bodily relations while alive and have the faith that they are souls. Those whose intellects have such faith are the ones who experience the omens of Jupiter over them. It is of them that it is remembered. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopes and gopis. Their happiness can never disappear. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. You children heard the Father's praise. Today is called the Day of the Lord of the Tree, the Day of the Omens of Jupiter. It is this day that is called Thursday, the Day of the Guru. It is not just the Day of the Guru, but it is the Day of the Satguru. In Bengal, people believe in this a great deal. The seed of the human world tree is remembered, and this is why he is called the Lord of the Tree. He is the seed and also the Lord. The seed of the tree is also called the Father. The tree emerges from him. This is the human world tree, and its seed is up above. You children know that you have the imperishable omens of Jupiter over you, because you are now receiving imperishable self-sovereignty. The Golden Age is called an imperishable land of happiness, whereas this Iron Age is called a perishable land of sorrow. This land of sorrow is now to be destroyed. That land of happiness is imperishable. It continues for half a cycle, and it is established by the imperishable Lord of the Tree. You children should note down these points for when you do service. These are the main points that have to be explained at exhibitions, because human beings don't know anything at all. Truly, this is knowledge. The Father now gives you this knowledge at the confluence age of the new and old worlds, and it then disappears. Deities don't have this knowledge. If they had this knowledge of the cycle, they wouldn't enjoy the kingdom. Even now you have this thought. After claiming our kingdom, are we going to reach the same condition again? However, this drama is predestined. The cycle has to turn. The history and geography of the world are repeating. You children know how they repeat. This is the human world. You have the tree of the incorporeal world in your intellects. Everyone's section is separate. These things would never be in anyone else's intellect. These things are not written in any of the scriptures. Originally, we souls are residents of the land of peace. We are imperishable and never destroyed. They believe that each bubble emerged from the water, and it will emerge into it again. You have the whole secret in your intellects. Souls are imperishable, and their whole parts are recorded in them. This knowledge of the cycle is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. although they do show a swastika in some places. They simply draw lines and circles to show that there were many religions. The father has explained that there are four main religions and religious scriptures. Neither are there any religions established in the Golden and Silver Ages, nor are there any religious scriptures there. All of them begin in the Copper Age. Just look how so much expansion then takes place. Acha, when was the Gita spoken? The father says, I only come at the confluence age of the cycle. They have removed the word cycle and said that I come at the confluence of every age. In fact, at no other confluence are there any religions established. It isn't that the religion of Islam was established at the end of the Silver Age and the beginning of the Copper Age. No, it would be said that it was established in the Copper Age. These are the beautiful moments of the Confluence Age, which is also called the Kumbha. The Kumbha is at the confluence. This confluence is of the meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. This spiritual meeting only takes place at the Confluence Age. They have then glorified the name of the Ganges of water. They don't know the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, at all. It is not written in any scripture how he made the impure world pure. The father now tells you, children, constantly remember me alone. Renounce all the religions of bodies. To whom is he telling this? To souls. This is known as dying alive. When a person dies, all his bodily relationships are renounced. The father says, renounce all your bodily relationships and have the faith that you are souls. Have soul-conscious intellects filled with faith. The more you stay in remembrance, the more you will experience the omens of Jupiter over you. Check to see how much you remember Shiv Baba. It is only by your having remembrance that the rust will continue to be removed and you will experience happiness. You souls realize for yourselves how much you remember the Father. If you remember him less, only a little rust will be removed. There will also be less happiness experienced, and the status you receive will be low. It is the soul who goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. This praise refers to now. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopes and gopis. Only when you remember no one other than the Father will your mercury of happiness rise. We have the omens of Jupiter, that is, the omens of the Satguru, over us. Then when this happiness disappears, it is said, the omens of Jupiter have changed, and there are now the omens of Rahu, an eclipse, over you. Some very wealthy people speculate on the stock market and then go bankrupt. In Bharat, when there is an eclipse, it is said, make a donation and the eclipse will be removed. Your deity religion was 16 celestial degrees full. It is now eclipsed. When people experience the omens of Rahu, they go in front of the deity idols and sing. You are full of all virtues. We are sinners and cheats. You now understand, because there are the omens of an eclipse, that all have become ugly. The moon also wanes until there is just a line left. The father explains, there are the images of you deities. The Gita is the religious scripture of the original eternal deity religion. However, they don't know their own religion. They hold conferences for religious heads. You can even explain there that God is not omnipresent. He is the unlimited Father. He comes here to give the inheritance to his children. Sages and holy men don't receive the inheritance. Therefore, how can they believe this? It is only you children who receive the inheritance. The main thing that you have to prove is that God is not omnipresent. There is the birthday of Shiva. You can call it the birthday of Shiva or the birthday of Rudra. Rudra creates the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. He is Shiva. This is the same sacrificial fire of the knowledge of the Gita, through which the flames of destruction emerge. You can see in a practical way how incorporeal Baba has created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. The corporeal one cannot do anything. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire into which the whole of this old world is to be sacrificed. All others are worldly sacrificial fires. There is the difference of day and night. The Father says, this is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra, and destruction has to take place. When you become completely yogi and knowledgeable, and pass fully, a new world of heaven will then be required for you, and hell will also have to be destroyed. The words, the horse is sacrificed for self-sovereignty, are right. They also sacrifice a horse. In fact, this refers to your chariot. There is also the story of the sacrificial fire of Daksha Prajapita. You children should now experience so much happiness because the Father, the Lord of the tree, is teaching you. We now have the omens of Jupiter over us and our stage is very good. Then as you move along, you write, Baba, I have become confused. At first I was very happy, but I don't know what has now happened. To come here and belong to the Father is a great pilgrimage. When people go on pilgrimages, they spend so much money. There is no question of donating anything here. You don't have to spend any money here. That is a physical pilgrimage, whereas yours is a spiritual pilgrimage. There is no benefit through physical pilgrimages. It is sung in the song, we went around in all directions and yet remained distant from you for birth after birth. You now understand how you must have gone on so many pilgrimages. People definitely go to one place or another. They definitely go to the Ganges at Haridwar. They believe that the Ganges is the purifier. In fact, you are the true Ganges of this knowledge. Many come to you and are bathed in this knowledge. Baba has explained that there is only one Satguru. No one, apart from the one Satguru, can be the bestower of salvation for all. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle, grant you salvation, and make you worthy of worship from worshippers. Then you become worshippers and unhappy. Only at this time do you know this. Our kingdom truly lasts for half a cycle, and then in the Copper Age, we deities go on to the path of sin. The path of sin begins when the kingdom of Ravan begins. There are signs of this. When you go to the Jagannath temple, you can see images made of black stone there. Outside, they have idols of the deities in dirty postures. Previously, we didn't understand what those meant. Vicious people would look at them with vicious vision, and they would therefore think that even those deities were vicious. It is written that the deities went on to the path of sin. They have shown them in the costume of deities. When you go to the Diwala temple here, you can see how heaven is shown on the ceiling and how they are sitting in tapasya on the ground below. No one else understands all of these secrets. Baba's chariot is very experienced. You children now understand how souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long period. You, who separated first, also come and meet him first. Sri Krishna is the first prince of the Golden Age. There must also be the father of Sri Krishna. They haven't shown very much about Sri Krishna's parents. They have just shown that his father carried him in a basket on his head and took him across a river. They haven't shown the kingdom, etc. Why isn't there any praise of his father? You now understand that the Sri Krishna soul studied this study very well at this time, and that it was due to this that he received a status higher than that of his parents. You understand you were in Sri Krishna's kingdom, you were in heaven. You then became part of the Moon Dynasty. In order to become part of the Sun Dynasty once again, we will follow Srimat and become pure, and then become the masters of that pure world. Each one of you can check your own stage. What will I have achieved if I leave my body at this time? Each of you can understand this for yourself. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved. When people experience any difficulty or sorrow, or they go bankrupt, they go and seek the company of sages. They would consider that person to be a devotee person, that he wouldn't cheat anyone. Even such people become very wealthy in 2 to 4 years. They have a lot of money hidden away. Each of you can use your intellect to understand. Among you there are also many who remember Baba very little. This is why Baba says, if you want to benefit yourself, keep a notebook with you. Note down in your chart how much you remembered Baba throughout the whole day. Some people even write their whole life story. You just have to write your chart of remembrance. There will be benefit for you in this. If you don't remember Baba, you won't be able to claim a high status. If your sins haven't been absolved, how would you claim a high status? Punishment will then have to be experienced. Those who don't experience punishment will claim a good status. Of what use is it to attain a low status after experiencing punishment? Make effort so that you don't experience punishment from Dharamraj and lose your honour. You can see that Shiv Baba is sitting here, but at that time there will also be Dharamraj. You will be given visions of everything you have done. Do you remember this? Now experience punishment. The punishment then experienced at that moment will be as though it is the punishment you have received for birth after birth. What would be the benefit of receiving a small piece of chapati at the end? No punishment should be experienced. Check your own stage. People keep their accounts for 6 or 12 months. Some even write up their accounts every day. The father says, you too are businessmen. Scarcely any businessmen do business with the unlimited father. Even if you don't have any money, you have your bodies and minds. He is also called the stockbroker. He exchanges everything for you. You give him your bodies, minds and wealth, and in return you receive such an inheritance for 21 births. Baba, I belong to you. Show me such a method that both I, this soul, and my body become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba says, I am making you very beautiful. Your form changes completely. In your next birth, you will receive a first-class body. You can see everything in paradise. You know that Mama and Baba will become Lakshmi and Narayan. The aim and objective are also shown. It now depends on how much effort you make. If you don't make full effort, but create chaos, you would destroy your status. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Check your own stage. Keep a daily diary for your own benefit and note down your chart of remembrance in that. 2. Do true business with the unlimited father. Surrender your mind, body and wealth to the father and claim a return for 21 births. Let your intellect have faith and benefit yourself. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of obstacles and triumph over obstacles by imbibing power with happiness. The children who know how to accumulate become powerful. If you earn something one moment and immediately give it away and do not save any of it for yourself, you then have no power left. You simply have the happiness of sharing or donating. If you have power as well as happiness, you will easily be able to overcome obstacles and triumph over them. No obstacles will then create any disturbance in your love. Just as the sparkle of happiness is visible on your face, so the sparkle of power will also then be visible. Slogan. Instead of being afraid of adverse situations, consider them to be your teacher and learn a lesson from them. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. The last and fast effort that remains is of the volcanic form. The Yadavs were waiting because of the Pandavs. The stage of elevated and spiritual honour of the Pandavs will finish the adverse, distressed situations of the Yadavs. Use your honour to give distressed souls the blessing of peace and comfort. To be the volcanic form means to understand the lighthouse and mighthouse stage and to continue to make that effort. Om Shanti.